Grace, mercy, and peace be unto us from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this morning is Psalm 139, verses 1 through 12, as they were chanted earlier. Thus far the text. Dear friends in Christ, you can run, but you can't hide. It's an old saying that expresses the futility of trying to escape from an inescapable pursuer. And it might also serve as a subtitle or a summary for our text today. Listen again to selected verses from Psalm 139 as they were chanted earlier, and listen to how they describe the impossibility of escaping God. If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths or in Sheol, you are there. If I rise on the wings of dawn, in other words, if I go to the farthest point east where the first rays of the sun come up, you are there. If I settle on the farthest side of the sea, in other words, if I go to that point at which the sun goes down at the close of the day, you are there. From the greatest height to the greatest depth, from the greatest point east to the greatest point west, he is there. You can run, but you cannot hide. Our text also convinces us that in addition to being impossible to hide our location from God, it's impossible for us even to hide our innermost thoughts and emotions from God. Listen again to selected verses from Psalm 139. You know my thoughts from afar. You are familiar with all of my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely. He knows everything about us. Not only our location, but even our innermost, most intimate thoughts. Nothing can be hidden from him. He knows us better than we know ourselves. You can run, but you can't hide. And yet, we have tried to run and hide, haven't we? From time to time, especially trying to hide our sin from one another, perhaps even from ourselves, and perhaps even deluding ourselves to think that we could hide our sin from our God. Oh, we are far from the first to try this. Adam and Eve, after they had sinned, made coverings for themselves. And Moses tells us that after they had sinned, the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from their God in the midst of the trees of the garden. Even our first parents attempted to run and hide from God. But as time went on, running and hiding from God was practiced with a much higher level of sophistication. Perhaps personified by none other than David himself, the author of today's text, being the example par excellence after his incredible sin with Bathsheba. How shrewd and how skilled he was in his plot to hide his sin, calling Uriah home from battle and suggesting that he go to visit his wife Bathsheba. And when that didn't work, getting him inebriated and suggesting that again he would go and visit his wife Bathsheba. And when that didn't work, finally masterminding a successful plot to have him killed in battle. And then very suddenly killing Bathsheba to life. And at that point he probably thought that he had hidden his sin from everyone else, possibly even from himself, and maybe even from God. But even as the mighty King David found out, you can run, but you can't hide. God sent the prophet Nathan to confront and convict him of his sin. How about us, as members of the seminary community? Oh, perhaps we don't run quite so often from our God, but don't we practice times where we try to hide our sin? As students, faculty, or staff, we can sin in very subtle ways. And if we try hard enough, we can conceal or hide our sins from one another. And if we try still harder, perhaps we can conceal them from ourselves and from our conscience. And if we try still harder, perhaps we even convince ourselves that we have hidden our sins from our God. But remember the words of our text? When it comes to our sins of thought, you know my thoughts from afar. When it comes to our sins of word, even before the word is on my tongue, you know it completely. When it comes to our sins of deed, you are familiar with all of my ways. And so what is there left for us to do? If God's primary will was our condemnation and our destruction, then our situation would be totally hopeless. We can run, but we can't hide would be our unending mantra of despair. But God's will for us is not our destruction. It is our salvation. Instead of inviting us to run away and hide from him, he pleads with us to run to him in repentance, with nothing but a cry for mercy to return to him. Come unto me, all ye who are weak and heavy laden, and I will give you rest, he invites us. And he promises us, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sin, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And all of this is made possible for us because of the one who did not run and hide. Being tempted for 40 days out in the wilderness, he did not run and hide from his mission, the cross. Being tempted by the crowds after he fed the 5,000 men and who knows how many women and children with just 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish when they came to take him by force to be their earthly king, he did not run and hide from his mission, the cross. Being tempted even through the words of Peter when he spoke of the cross to come, and Peter exclaimed, "No, Lord, this shall never happen to you." He did not run, and he did not hide from his mission, the cross. And there on the cross, reeling with pain, being tempted probably by those who were jeering him and saying, "Come down from the cross and save yourself," he did not run, and he did not hide from his mission. But in a truth too complex to comprehend, there on the cross, the Father ran and hid from the Son, abandoning his own Son instead of abandoning us. And as a result of that, the only thing that is hidden now is the guilt for our sin and the condemnation for our sin. Now, instead of trying to run away from God and hide from him, we are filled with joy to run to him and to walk with him in life in this world and on the way to heaven. What a change that context makes as we read the same words of our text once again in Psalm 1. Listen to the much different tone they have if we view them in this context. If I go up to the heights of heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths or in Sheol, you are there. If I rise up on the wings of dawn, you are there. And if I settle at the far ends of the sea, you are there. There is nowhere we can go where we can escape the love, the mercy, the grace, and the care of our God as well. And as pastors, future pastors, and lay people, that's the message we can carry to people who are feeling very alone and hidden from God. People in a hospital, people in a nursing home, people in their own home who have just lost a spouse or a loved one, maybe even people right in the midst of a vibrant community such as this, who are still feeling very alone and very hidden from God. The message, you are not alone. There is no place you can go where you are hidden from our God, from His love, His mercy, and all of His blessings for you. You've probably seen the rather clever commercial on television for Southwest Airlines. The commercial begins with a wedding taking place and the bride coming down the aisle. The organ is playing at great volume and the camera zooms in on a lady who is having a conversation with the person seated next to her, totally oblivious to the fact that the procession and the loud music from the organ are just about to cease. As they cease, she blurts out the phrase, "It'll never last." At which time there's an audible gasp through the congregation, and everyone turns toward her, and then we hear the voice of the announcer, "Get away." Well, as we've seen in our text for today, when we think about our relationship with God, the answer to that question is no. We don't want to get away. We don't have to get away. Instead, our God welcomes us and calls us to walk with Him. It's in His presence alone that we find comfort, joy, and peace. The same comfort, joy, and peace that David wrote of in another psalm that will serve as the Old Testament lesson this coming Sunday. "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me." Thanks be to God that even though we have run and tried to hide from Him, He has found us. Thanks be to God that even though we have tried to hide from Him, we can never be hidden from His love, His mercy, and His blessings. Amen.